This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri is planning to refinance more than $500 million of debt as part of Governor Jay Nixon's plan to balance the state budget. Nixon's budget proposal for the next fiscal year assumes the state will save about $40 million from the debt restructuring. The governor's budget office says the state already has financed $20 million of principal from the debt used to build Mizzou Arena at the University of Missouri. Budget Director Linda Lubering said the state also hopes to refinance about $320 million of principal from bonds issued by the Board of Public Buildings and $175 million of principal from bonds issued by the State Board of Fund Commissioners. The Missouri House is considering a shorter work week to save some money. Missouri lawmakers generally hold floor sessions Monday through Thursday, but this week Republican House leaders may wrap up their work week on Wednesday. Skipping a formal Thursday floor session would spare the state from paying legislators their daily expense allotment. The annual legislative session started about 3 weeks ago, so most of the work on bills is being completed by committees rather than in the full chamber. The Missouri Insurance Department says it helped consumers locked in disputes with insurance companies recover a record amount of money this past year. The state agency says it helped people receive an additional $21 million from their insurance companies in 2011. The previous record was almost $15 million set in 2009. The department says the latest figures include almost $6 million secured for people hit by tornadoes in Joplin, St. Louis, and Sedalia. In all, the department says it handled more than 3,800 formal complaints last year and helped thousands of others through letters and phone calls. The most common complaints stemmed from denial of claims, followed by delays in processing claims. Three Jefferson City men have become the latest Missouri veterans to receive France's Legion of Honor Medal for their services during World War II. It's the highest award given for service to the French government. 90-year-old Bud Jones was a fighter pilot in the Army Air Force, flying P-40s and P-47s in battles over Italy and France.
We were down on the deck most of the time, strafing trains and trucks, motor equipment, gun emplacements, fuel dumps. We were strafing everything on the ground that would bother the ground troops. That was our mission.
Jones later became a flight instructor and later years served simultaneously in the Air Force Reserve and the Missouri Highway Patrol. 87-year-old Frank Crooks, a native of St. Joseph who now lives in Jefferson City, served as a turret gunner on board a B-26 bomber and in later years became a brigadier general in the Air Force. 88-year-old Lloyd Kane served in the U.S. Army in both France and Germany. Kane also fought in the Korean War and served as an advisor during Vietnam. Legislation that would change Missouri's workplace discrimination standards is getting attention this week by both State House and Senate members. Marshall Griffin has details from Jefferson City.
First, a House committee voted Monday to approve its version of the bill that would mandate that discrimination would have to be a motivating factor in any action taken against an employee, not a contributing factor as currently defined by state law. Then the state Senate began debate on their version of the bill Monday. President Pro Tem Rob Mayer says passing it is one of their top priorities this year.
It will create some certainty in the area of the law where the courts have been gravitating away from what was once the law here in the state of Missouri.
Senate debate is scheduled to resume today. Democrats say the bill would weaken Missouri's definition of workplace discrimination. A similar bill was vetoed last year by Governor Nixon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Two Republican state senators want candidates for Missouri governor and lieutenant governor to run on joint party tickets. Senator John Lamping of St. Louis County has proposed an amendment to the state constitution requiring anyone running for governor to pick a running mate before the party primaries. A constitutional amendment by Senator Jason Crowell of Cape Girardeau would let candidates for governor name their running mates after the primaries. Crowell and Lamping outlined their proposals Monday to a Senate committee. Both would take effect beginning with the 2016 elections if they pass the legislature and win approval on a statewide ballot. Committee Chairman Kevin Engler of Farmington said the panel will choose one of the proposals to endorse in the next few weeks. Freshman Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler could face a challenger from her Missouri hometown as she seeks a second term from the redrawn 4th U.S. House District. Cass County Prosecutor Teresa Hensley of Harrisonville is forming a campaign committee to seek the Democratic nomination. Hensley spent 14 years in private practice before becoming prosecutor in 2005. Hartzler, a Republican, defeated longtime Democratic incumbent Ike Skelton in the 2010 general election. The fourth congressional district lost four counties but picked up almost five others in last year's redistricting, but the new congressional map still faces several legal challenges. No other Democrats have emerged so far as potential challengers to Hartzler. And perhaps the most well-known and obvious reminder of the tornado that devastated Joplin in May is about to come down. Demolition work will begin Sunday at St. John's Mercy Hospital in Joplin, the hospital that was virtually destroyed in the May 22nd twister that killed 161 people in the southwest Missouri community. St. John's Mercy President Gary Pulsifer says taking down the hospital is another step in the recovery process for Joplin. Implosion is not an option because of old lead mines beneath the ground, so crews will use a wrecking ball to tear down the hospital's west tower. Specialized grappling equipment will reach up 15 stories to pull down the east tower. Demolition work is expected to take 6 weeks. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.